How are you? I missed you. I've been working all day and haven't had time to see you. I thought maybe we could cuddle now, Or maybe we could lay in bed and watch some movies. We could also do something else if you want. Babe, you all right? You look a bit off. Everything all right? You know you can always talk to me, hon. Seriously, are you all right? I'm getting really worried over you. Did I perhaps do something to anger you, baby? Come on, you don't need to ignore me. I'm seriously getting worried now. All right, be like this. See if I care. Seriously, though, what is wrong, baby? Did you just push me away? Oh, man. I must have done something really bad then. Come on, please tell me. Huh? Nothing? Then why are you being so cold towards me? Focused. Huh. Well, yes. I know you get very quiet when you're focused, but still, it was never this bad before. Are you sure I didn't do anything wrong? Really? Promise? All right, I'll believe you. But still, I don't want you to pay attention to that work more than me. I've been working so hard all day. So, don't I deserve a little bit of your affection? Ooh, cold. But, jokes aside, I really want to cuddle you. Come on, let's watch a movie. You can return to work later on. Just spend a little bit of time with me, okay? How about it? Did I convince you yet? No. Oh, man. Baby, you're worrying me, though. Seriously, I want you to spend more time with me. Please. Pretty please. Please don't make me beg. You know how much I hate that. It's just Work has been so very hard today. The only thing that has kept me going was the thought of coming home to you waiting for me. This wasn't exactly the image I had, but... that sob story didn't work on you? Cold. Very cold indeed. You're the coldest of cold. But this is why I love you. Alright. What else can I say to get you to cuddle me, then? Alright, I'll tell you more about my day then. Maybe then you will pity me enough to spend more time with me. So, remember Stacy? Yeah, the one who's on pregnancy leave. It turns out that she decided to just quit her job. It's honestly horrible, seeing as the higher-ups are trying to find a permanent person to fill in the spot. Currently, I'm taking her workload, but it's not like I'm going to quit my job to fill her role, right? That would just be unreasonable. And doing everything on my own is just insane. Sometimes I wonder if the higher-ups realize that we're not some robots, but human beings. Because all of the work I was doing made my shoulders ache. And talking about aching shoulders, you could give me a massage. You haven't given me a massage in so long. And you know how much I love your massages. They're the best. I feel like a newborn baby after you're done with me. So good. So, what do you say, Are you going to spoil me a little bit? No, not even a little bit. Aww. Well, then, how about I give you a massage instead? I know I'm not as good as you with your hands, but I think I'm not too shabby myself, So, what do you say? No. Hey, how can anyone reject a massage? You're just being so unreasonable today. Especially from someone as attractive as your girlfriend. But I promise you, I will treat you very well if you let me. Oh, come on. I just want to spoil my baby. I just want to spend a little bit more time with you, that's all. Seriously. You are seriously one of the meanest people I know. Anyways, what should we do next? Maybe we could... you know... Damn. Guess there is no tricking you while you're in work mode. I like you more when you're a cuddly mess. Well, when you will want to cuddle me the next time, I will reject you brutally too. What do you mean? Of course this is very brutal and heartbreaking for me. I mean, come on. You realize my situation here, right? Is there seriously nothing I can do to make you spend more time with me? Well, let's see. You're already talking with me. You're already spending time with me. And you're already giving me attention, finally. So, perhaps you could give me your body, too. Hey, don't twist my words like this. True, I don't want you to stop doing this, but I want to be a little bit selfish, okay? I want more than what you're giving me. Come on, baby. I usually give you your time when you ask. Whenever you want affection, I always put everything to the side for you. No fair. Finally, I manage. What? You're so mean. Why are you only giving me your arm? Does this even seem fair to you? I mean, come on. Alright. Fine. Be that way. I will enjoy your arm then. Oh? Why are you pulling your hand away? Didn't I tell you I was in an affectionate mood? If you are going to give me your hand, I just don't know what I will do. Now, if you would give yourself wholly to me. Anyways, that's another talk for another time, since you're being a bit cranky today. I might behave myself a little bit more. Aw, are you blushing? This is another reason why I love you so much. You're the most adorable person I know. Now, come on. Stop being so hard to get and cuddle with me. Alright, I guess. Well, how about I help you with your work? Then you can hang out with me quicker, Oh, come on, it's just this once. Besides, it's so fun teasing you all the time. Anyways, I promise you I can behave if you let me. Yes, you're right. I was afraid that I would need to leave and ask one of my friends to cuddle with me. Hey, I'm not kidding. I mean, what else can I do if you're starving me of affection? Yeah, you're starving me so much that I might just go and do it. Giving me more affection would solve the issue for sure. Anyways, come here, baby. We can cuddle, and you can tell me about your work,